From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Russian President Vladimir Putin has traveled to Crimea for the first time since it was annexed from Ukraine by Russian forces in March. He was there to mark the 69th anniversary of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany, but his visit has drawn angry reaction from Kiev. Officials there called it a gross violation of Ukraine's sovereignty. Ukrainian authorities also said more than 20 people have died in clashes between security forces and pro-Moscow militants in Mariupol. The news comes as the European Union prepares to add more names to its list of Russian officials for sanctioning over the Ukraine crisis. Currently, 48 individuals are under asset freezes and asset bans, but the next additions are likely to include companies as well. Here's our EU reporter, Jack Perrock.
A referendum being held in Donetsk on whether the region should become independent from Ukraine will go ahead on Sunday, but the result will not be observed by the West, who support the new government in Kiev. The new names on the EU blacklist will come out Monday at the Foreign Affairs Council meeting in Brussels. Who will be on it will be affected by the weekend's events. It remains in stage two of the sanctions programme, though, and there are some in the European Union who are eager to move into the third phase of broader sanctions targeting whole sectors of the Russian economy.
UK-based rights group Amnesty International says Nigeria's security forces had warnings that Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram was planning an attack on the school where more than 240 girls were abducted. The damning findings said the security forces had more than 4 hours of warning that the raid would take place, but did not do what was needed to stop it. Here's our UK correspondent Natalie Fury.
Amnesty International says its findings were based on several interviews and were independently confirmed. Netsenet Bele, Africa director for the rights charity, said it amounted to a gross dereliction of Nigeria's duty to protect civilians. Amnesty's findings said that troops were not sent to the school in Chibok due to an inability to gather them because of a lack of resources and a fear of confronting members of Boko Haram, who are often better equipped. More than 3 weeks since the abduction, more than 200 girls remain captive and their whereabouts are unknown.
Meanwhile, both US and UK teams have arrived in Nigeria to begin helping the government in the search for the girls. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan says the help coming from the international community should mark a turning point in the fight against Boko Haram. London's Metropolitan Police Service have arrested a 38-year-old woman at Heathrow Airport for conspiring to commit female genital mutilation. It comes after a week-long initiative at the airport aimed at preventing and detecting the crime as part of Operation Limelight. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. With the U.S. Congress unable to reach an agreement this week on key energy legislation, President Obama is sidestepping them with more executive orders he says will address the growing threat of climate change. Alice Olstein has more from Washington.
Speaking in California on Friday, President Obama laid out plans to invest an additional $2 billion in making buildings across the U.S. more energy efficient, and additional funding to support an expansion of solar energy production in the public and private sectors. He said such steps will both help the planet and companies' bottom lines.
People say we can't afford to do it. Won't be good for the economy. It will be good for the economy long term, and if we don't, that will be bad for the economy.
The announcement comes just days after the release of a federal report documenting the impacts of climate change happening right now across the United States.
And a UK court has heard the outline of the prosecution's case against children's entertainer Rolf Harris. He's accused of 12 charges of indecent assault on 4 girls between 1968 and 1986. Mr. Harris denies all charges against him, as our UK correspondent Natalie Powell reports.
According to the prosecution, Rolf Harris's alleged victims were aged between 7 or 8 and 19 when it's claimed the offences took place. 7 of the 12 charges are said to relate to one victim who was a friend of the accused's daughter from the age of 13 onwards. The prosecution argued that Mr. Harris was a Jekyll and Hyde character. He denies the charges, entering a not guilty plea in January, and was supported in court by his daughter Bindi and his wife. Natalie Powell, London.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.